Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Rooker. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. There goes Gross. The throw from Sanguilan to Tavares, and Gross is out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gross. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk takes first base on ball four. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Sanguilan reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Zisk moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Stennett moves to second. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and has Stennett trapped. There's the throw to Rader, who throws to Metzger, who tags Stennett for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. Kleins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker strikes out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hebner moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Oliver moves to second. It's Astros, 2, Pirates, 2. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sanguilan is hit by the pitch. Oliver moves to third. Zisk moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Zisk scores. Sanguilan moves to third. It's 4-2, Pirates. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanguilan tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Pirates. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to third for the out. Tavares moves to second. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 2 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros too. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rader takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Rader moves to second. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ray Busey pinch hits for Larry Dierker. Ray Busey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busey strikes out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. J.R. Richard now pitching. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klein's. Rader reaches second base with a double. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rooker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-3 in the game. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Rooker moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Campbell pinch hits for J.R. Richard. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Pirates. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rooker bunts towards the mound. Sherman fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to second. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Johnson and he is out, Rader applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kleins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk who is chasing the ball. Rader reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first, with Rooker covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.